Alex, that's funny. He's like,
where'd he go?
I don't know. I told you he doesn't like the podcast. He's gone. Has anyone seen Alex?
A minute ago.
He was here, and then he was like, you know what?
Nope. I just left the door open to get it cool in here, and it's...
It's like an animal or something. You can't, like, leave the door open. They get out.
I know. You need to put a little cat gate, like a little dog gate.
An Alex cat gate.
Alex Waro gate.
And now that's a term we just came up with.
Yep. To keep your... We need to...
The baby gate.
We need to Alex-proof our home.
Seriously, where is he, though? Hey, everybody, welcome to episode 2 of Play This Podcast. I'm Carl Sardella.
I'm Jason Cross.
And we have people with us today in the studio.
Yeah, who we got with us?
Well, we have a regular, Mr. Alex Waro.
Hey, guys.
You're a show regular, even though we have 2 episodes only.
Oh, you're too kind. That music was amazing.
Oh, yeah, we have the music. Yeah, it's pretty great.
Yeah, we didn't have it when we recorded last time. We edited it in post.
Right, so episode 1 did have music in it, but we just didn't hear it while we were recording.
Right. Thanks, so what's the best thing you played this week?
The best thing I played this week was The Walking Dead Episode 3.
Oh, zombies.
Yeah. On PC.
Fun. Okay, we'll talk about that later.
Right.
Also, we have another person to my immediate left, Mr. Dan Hsu, or people affectionately call him Hsu.
Hey.
From GamesBeat.
Yeah, I always say I'm too old for nicknames, but I've been Hsu for so long that Dan doesn't sound right.
But anymore. I still call you Dan sometimes. It's weird. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. GamesBeat, that's where you're at now. You used to do Mobcast, bitmob.com. That was a cool thing. Well, it's actually part of GamesBeat now, right?
Yeah. GamesBeat's the gaming division of VentureBeat, and they bought us out, so Bitmob will eventually be part of GamesBeat. We're working on that right now.
Nice. It's all unity.
Yeah.
And what's the best thing you played this week?
So mine's kind of weird. I dug this really cool song called Night Courtship. It's from a chiptune artist.
Oh, cool. Chiptunes we like. That was kind of it was electro something, our intro.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Let's talk about that later. And Jason, what else do we have to talk about today?
Yeah, today we're going to talk about some Guild Wars 2, and we're going to talk about Avatar The Last Airbender, which is old. Yeah, I am.
I'm watching that right now.
Oh, weird.
I'm almost wrapping up season 3.
See how it goes?
There you go.
All right.
Good job, then.
Right? Oh, I'm so excited.
Right. We're going to talk about the Museum of Endangered Sounds, which is the best name ever.
It is really weird.
And an adventure game called Resonance for the PC. It's only PC, right?
Yeah, PC.
Yeah. And Walking Dead Episode 3, as Alex said, and the movie adaptation.
Yeah.
Yeah, and again, another blast from the past, kind of, but also awesome.
I think it's neat, yeah.
Yeah.
So which one do we start with? That's the question.
Let's talk about Avatar, because I want to
see. Oh, because,
This is the first time you've watched?
I'm very late to it. So I have a friend who told me, you got to watch this thing. And then the first few episodes, I'm like, it's all right. You know, it's cute, but I didn't think much of it. And then I got more and more into it. And now I'm about 4 episodes away from finishing season 3, which is the end of the series.
It's super epic.
It's epic, yeah.
Crazy epic.
So this is a Nickelodeon show from, I think it started like 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah, wow.
And it wrapped up like 6 years ago.
And then there was a bad movie. We won't talk about that.
We're not talking about the M. Night Shyamalan movie, which is terrible.
No.
And I kind of want to talk about it. I watched a bit of it because
it's a travesty.
It's a travesty.
But it's a, you know, since it's Nickelodeon, it's a kid's show. It's kid safe. But adults can really like it. It's made by Americans, but it's very anime style, and they have a lot of Asian influence stuff and a lot of Asian consultants about how they do their martial arts stuff and everything. And it looks great.
It's
the voice acting is great, but the story, especially once it gets rolling, you know, through the first half of the first season, is just really fantastic.
Yeah.
And I watched it, I don't know, like a year ago, again, late to it. And then the new one came out. Because, you know, 6 years later or something, they're doing a new Avatar. They've only done 1 season on Nickelodeon. I think it's a half season. It's like 10 episodes or something, called The Legend of Korra. And I was watching that, and then I forced my girlfriend into like, no, we got to watch the first one first.
Oh,
so we're going back and watching them. They're all on Netflix, streaming all 3 seasons. And
that's
each
so great.
Like 20 episodes or something.
Remember back in the day when like, not everything was on Netflix? Like, some of it's on Netflix, but now it feels like tons, like full seasons of stuff.
Lots of
there.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
So don't be put off by the fact that it's like a kid's show.
Oh, yeah.
It's totally rad.
Yeah.
And I was like that because it's like, you know, like Naruto and Pokemon. I kind of categorized it like that.
Yeah.
And then, but it's just because my friend made me watch it, like kind of like you did to your girlfriend.
Yeah, you forced your girlfriend to watch it.
But it's so good. And I was talking about how I don't want to spoil anything for people who haven't seen it, but like things happen as characters evolve. And I started thinking about Star Wars, the prequels, the, you know, episodes 1 through 3. And I'm like, man, they're doing such a better job in this little, you know, quote unquote kid show of developing characters than in this movie, you know, with epic characters. Like
it feels to me a lot more like, and it, although it's nothing like it, it feels a lot more like Game of Thrones, where it feels like somebody planned out that this character is going to have this character arc about their how they evolve over the whole thing. And they're not making it up from episode to episode. Like, they know this is the transformation this person's going to have.
And you know what? That's a good point, because I think a lot of stuff that I like, too, is that theme stuff that goes back to this kind of overarching theme. Because that Monster of the Week stuff, like, I can't get into. Like, I mean, I think Fringe did that a little bit, where I was man, I really want to like Fringe, but now it's just X-Files, and now there's a new guy with, you know, makes his faces bleed or something. And so that's what this does really well. It's like, oh, this is this whole thing, and this is how it's going to play out. You know, I love that.
Yep.
So go watch.
It's like that. Go watch Avatar
on Netflix.
Have you watched it, Cross?
Yeah. I love it. Yeah.
So
I don't
Alex,
like the movie.
Alex, you've got some homework.
No, I've seen it as well. I was going to chip in, but you guys all nailed my points before me. So I think it's great, and everyone should go home and watch it.
Right.
It's hard to get into the first couple episodes because it is kind of childish, but then you start to see that there is a commitment to like building genuine characters and like sticking to a story through multiple episodes and even multiple seasons.
Yeah.
And that's very addicting.
Yeah, it's great.
I think even if you like just action, you know, like forget about story for a moment.
Yeah.
Like, so they all have these powers based on elements, right? Like earth, fire, water, air. And what's really cool is that you rarely see kind of powers repeated. Like, they're always finding new ways to explore. So it's I just imagine like these writers are sitting there brainstorming like, okay, this girl can control earth. You know, what does that mean? They just every show they're introducing some kind of new move or new power. It's really awesome to watch.
And it's like moves. They're like martial arts moves, the powers. It's and that, but also it's clear that they had rules, right? Like the earthbending has to be done in this way, and they're just not like making up new rules all the time. So they're making up new moves and new ways to use it, but it's clear that there's like some framework. There's some logic to their universe of there's these fantastic powers.
But there's also some interesting experimentation in like how the world would change if you had these like, and like a lot of fantastic fiction, you don't see a lot of like real thought given to how like things like electricity or trains or planes would be duplicated in a world where you have wizards and dragons and stuff. So it's sort of fascinating to see that they did this in Avatar, and you get to see whole societies based around this fictional power of bending.
Right.
And it's really neat.
Yeah.
So if you haven't seen it already, go see it. Netflix. It's free.
Yeah. Now, the new one's not on Netflix yet or anything.
No.
In fact, I don't think they've released DVDs or any of that stuff for Legend of Korra, but that's good too. Yeah. And it's all high def, though, the new one.
High def.
Like the old one's old, low def, and that's the worst
thing. Does anyone say high def anymore?
The worst thing about it to me, the worst thing about the old one is it's like I got black bars and everything because it's old 4x3. It's fuzzy, you know.
4x3. We don't do that here on the podcast.
One thing you haven't told us is the new one good?
Is it as
good as the original?
It is in a very different way, and the style's a little different. But it's absolutely good in the same sort of ways, in the same sort of like character development.
Oh my goodness, I just thought of something. This is not on my list, but that's what happens on this show. Cartoons that are smart and adult for adults. Ren and Stimpy.
Yep.
You guys, if you guys don't know, there's a Kickstarter for the guy who worked on that. John, I always forget his last name.
John K.
Yeah. He's doing a Kickstarter for a new cartoon based on that one of the guys, like one of the characters in the.
Just
Kickstarter.
John K.
John K. Something, and you'll find it.
Yeah, I don't think that one's safe for kids at all.
No, it's purposely not safe for kids. Okay, what's our next thing, Jason?
Let's talk about some video games.
There's lots of video games to talk about.
Yeah, Walking Dead Episode 3 just came out.
Let's do that.
Good. It came out last night on PC, and I stayed up all night to play it. It is fantastic.
Right,
and you can't say anything about it because none of us have played Episode 3.
There will be no discussion of story.
I think PlayStation and Xbox got Episode 3 as well, right? And
I believe so. Yeah.
iOS just got 2.
Yeah, iOS users are behind. I think you're going to get 2 this week. I don't know if you have it yet.
I think
it
just released. So.
Shu, have you played them?
No.
Okay.
These are fantastic.
Do you not care for zombies, or are you a zombie fan?
No, I love zombies. I just, I'm behind on Walking Dead, the show.
Oh, no, it doesn't matter. It's basically, it's going around the comic. It's not even about the TV.
I know there's, but there's like enough ties that I'm kind of like, when I get caught up on Walking Dead TV, then I want to watch TV. But I mean, I don't have a really great excuse, to be honest.
You're like, seriously, Well, no, but you know what the thing is? With all this stuff we mentioned in this podcast, there's just so much stuff.
Yeah.
It's like a crazy amount of stuff. And we have like, you know, piles of shame, but like digital piles of shame. Like just,
So many.
So, but it looks good. So, I mean, you played the whole thing.
We've written about the series at length, The Beast of World and Tech Hive, and it's just a really quality series of episodes. And I think maybe I feel like episode two so far is a high point. There will be five episodes total, but three is very, very good.
Okay.
Okay.
To go get that.
And it's dark.
It's grim and it's dramatic. Yeah. And there's a lot of good characters and voice acting.
I do have to say, though, like, and I did play it basically on release night, so hopefully they'll patch this soon, but there were more bugs than I was expecting. The last two have been fantastic.
I haven't run into a single bug.
Yeah, I had
a couple.
That's
true. They've been, like, just
rock solid.
Butter.
Mm.
But I always played the last two a week after they came out. This was on release night.
I kind of don't, like, I'm getting to the point where it's like, I don't want to play because I know something bad's going to happen to Clem. And I don't want anything bad to happen to Clementine because I adore that little girl.
There's a little girl in the game. And
there's this little girl who's awesome.
She's cute.
I mean, you should play, but there was definitely a moment where
you should play, but she definitely dies. At the end of the game, she definitely dies.
I was playing last night, and like I sat back, took my headphones off, and just started cursing. Like I had to get up and walk away.
Walking Dead Part 3 because it makes you curse. Because
I came back.
Because you came back.
I got up and walked around, and then I came back.
I love a game that can affect you like that.
It's affecting you.
Just with story, not with like, I died for the 500th time.
Yeah, it's very rare.
That's awesome.
My next game is Resonance. Or my only game is Resonance.
Resonance.
It's an adventure game. Ooh.
Like an old point and click.
Yeah, point and click.
Adventure game.
I got it because I was working on an article for Tech Hive, which will go up and we'll put a show note link.
Yeah.
It might go up before this, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But it's an old school adventure game, point and click, walk around, and it's based on this particle physicist who dies, and he's got this crazy technology, and it could go into the wrong hands, right? So you have to like find his technology before anyone else does or does something bad with it.
I see.
I was like hooked at particle physicists, you know. But the cool thing is that you play four people, and I don't normally like that. I think I was talking to you about I don't like playing more than one. But this one, it works because they're intertwined stories.
Right.
It's super cool.
Make you switch off like at certain points?
Automatically? It's like that. No, it's like more like that's that part of the story now.
Okay.
And all the worlds are really like lush, simple graphics, but it just feels like, like I was saying in the article, everything works. So, you know, when you point and click adventures, when you drag and drop like items to use them on other items and things like that, it just works. Like everything, certain adventure games, you're like, how do I make this thing interact with this thing?
Right.
And this one just, it feels like it's all very intuitive. So
I love that.
And then also with Double Fine coming out with their new adventure game soon, it's like maybe there's a resurgence
soon?
Of.
God, I don't know.
Well, they have the whole, they got $1,000,000,000.
Well, it better but it's not until like, is it next year?
Did they say? Do you know?
The Kickstarter one's not coming out for a while.
Yeah.
That's the adventure game, right?
Yeah.
So although, like, what is
next
the cave,
year?
The Cave is kind of an adventure game in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's true.
The Cave's coming out first, and then they have an iOS game.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Middle Manager game. That one looks amazing.
Yeah.
I just saw the news this morning. I don't know when this will go live, but I don't know when it's coming out.
Wait, it's called Middle Manager. Wait, what's it called? Middle Management for Great Justice?
For Justice or something.
Middle Manager for Justice.
Middle Manager for Justice, I think is what it's called.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think I know about
this.
You're
like a middle management superhero.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Weird.
It looks great.
From the minds of Double Fine.
Yeah. That was from it was 13 games, but it's XII Games.
Resonance, right?
Resonance.com/resonance.
Fill me in on that game. Like, is it, you know, is it PC?
Yes, Alex Warrow.
Is it coming into like any other platforms?
It's PC right now. I think it might just stay PC.
Hmm. How much does it cost? Or is it free or something?
No, it costs. It's $10, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, it's totally worth. It costs something.
It costs.
Your
time is worth more than what it can.
The thing, why I'm so excited about it is because, and this is my thing that I love this week, is because I just felt myself like just staying in that world. I know those things like, was you going to Skyrim? You're like, I have to keep playing. But this one just felt like a long like story that I just wanted to be part of.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just really relaxing kind of in a way.
Yeah.
It was like a relaxing game to play. Anywho.
My game I was playing is not relaxing. I've been playing Guild Wars 2.
Guild Wars 2 is not relaxing.
It's involved, right? You know,
Tell us about that, Jason.
It's an MMO like many others. You run around and kill monsters and gather loot and craft things and all that other stuff in a very traditional sort of way. You know, you press buttons.
When did it come out? Is this been out for a little while? Okay.
You know, well, there was a little head start starting this weekend for people who like pre-ordered, but it's the differences, just like with the original Guild Wars, there's no monthly fee or anything.
Yep.
There's some stuff you can spend real money on, some cosmetic stuff in the store to, you know.
There's always stuff you can spend money on.
But mostly they make their money through, they sell the game, which is a full price, you know, $50, $60 game, and then they sell expansions.
Yeah. Who here plays MMOs besides Jason the Guild Wars 2?
No, nobody? I don't have time.
So, yeah, I try to avoid them the best I can.
So that's one of the things I like about what the Guild Wars and not having a monthly fee is I don't feel bad if I can't put a lot of time into it.
It's just
launched, so I'm playing it like crazy. But later, if it's just like I just want to play it one weekend this month, I don't feel like I blew $15 on a WoW subscription that I'm not using. Yeah.
Well, that's the model now. I mean, there's a gazillion free MMOs now, you know. Right. What are the ones that still
doing
it?
Like most of them are free, and then you always have to – they kind of force you into spending money to progress.
Yeah,
you know, and
yeah.
So this one isn't free. You buy the game, right?
Right.
A friend and I were talking about this over the weekend. Is there a free trial at all? Is there any way for people to play this game without dropping $60?
I don't think there's a free trial right now. I think they added that to Guild Wars like later, and they'll probably do that for Guild Wars 2 as well, where they add some sort of free, you know, after launch. Right now, it's going through all the same problems every massively multiplayer game does, where it's like stuff's not working right, and there's like a patch every day. And it's surprising how well it does work. It's a pretty smooth launch, but there's always stuff that doesn't work.
That's interesting, and it's kind of ballsy. I understand they're pushing like their initial subscribers because there's a lot of buzz around this game. It's been coming for years, but the fact that you can't, like so many other MMOs, every other MMO you can jump in and play for free.
Yeah, yeah.
For the first at least 10, 15 levels. The fact that I can't play Guild Wars 2 without dropping
$60. Did they do that with Star Wars?
This is Alex's rant. Can we do a sound effect for
Alex's
rant?
I know they added that. Yeah, we don't have Alex's
rant. He's like, listen, this is what is wrong with this.
I don't know about it. I find it interesting because I would love to hop in and play this weekend, but I'm not going to drop $60 just to play around with it.
Just to see, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like Guild Wars, I feel like I've heard that like for a long time. You were saying it's coming for a while.
Yeah, it's coming for a long time.
Yeah. Guild Wars 2, 19.
When people were talking about Guild Wars for a long time, and I never really got into Guild Wars. But Guild Wars 2, I feel a lot more comfortable with.
Like, yeah.
So if you want to drop $60, Jason's given it his sound effect of approval.
My seal of approval.
Do it.
It's fantastic.
There you go. We just got that, so I apologize.
I'm trying to sound really bad. I'm trying to show a lot of restraint, not turn this into like the wacky morning zoo with full of sound effects everywhere. And stuff.
Welcome to you. Hey.
And we're back to the wacky morning.
And back to shoes game. Next game, shoe, go.
Mm-hmm. I'm playing a lot of games. Am I supposed to just...
Just one of the ones you want to talk about. I'm going to continue with this voice the rest of the show. Sound effect. I can't do it. Anyway, I don't know. No,
speaking of piles of shame, so I said, I'm like, all right, September's coming, you know, Borderlands 2 and XCOM and all these
coming.
So,
Borderlands 2.
And Far Cry 3, by the way, just so you know.
Yeah.
Why? But you take drugs
I'm with Dan. Okay.
I'm just the only one. Okay. Continue.
But so what I'm trying, I just started Dark Souls. This week.
Because
I've been waiting on this. I need to get that in.
Because you hate yourself?
Yeah, feel bad about yourself.
It's really tough. It's like even like the simplest monsters, right? It's like a common, regular, whatever, grunt skeleton guy can put up a fight. And if you die and you die too many times, you just get screwed and you're just putting so much on the line for everything. So it's really digging it so far. But the game doesn't tell you anything.
No, yeah.
Like my friend sat there and hung out with me for 45 minutes to explain that's what that item does and this what this stat means. And this, like, there's a lot of stuff that you really need to read facts or a strategy guide to get.
Guild Wars has that problem too, where it's like the interface is really clean and simple and looks good, but they never say what that's for. especially you go into like the World versus World Combat, there's like this timer counting down at the top of the screen. You're like, what's it counting down to? I don't know.
The end of
and
the world.
And it reached zero and nothing happened. And they started counting again. And I was like,
Great feature, guys.
Nobody can tell me what it's for. It's like Lost. It's really prominent.
I'm rewatching that right now. What is that, the one with the campfires in it?
Yeah, the bonfires.
Yeah, the bonfires. Yeah. That helps, right? That whole, like, with the saving. You save with those.
Well, what's interesting, though, they thought everything out, right? They made it really tough because when you go there, you replenish your health potions, everything, but you also revive all the enemies.
That's right.
So you can't just, like, I'm going to clear this area, go heal up, and then all those monsters come right back. So you have to make a decision, like, do I want those enemies back up or should I progress on half health?
Man, it is really an awful experience playing that game.
It is kind of evil, but that's why everyone loves it. Or the hardcore guys, at least, because too many games are kind of holding your hand nowadays.
Yeah,
so it's kind of nice.
So if you just started playing, are you playing the PC release, which is new, or are you?
No, I'm actually playing the Xbox 360 one.
Good, because PC release is a mess.
Yeah,
they are not PC makers, and they did it themselves, and it's got all kinds of problems.
All right, so don't.
It's like frame rate problems.
Just get the Xbox or PS3 version, and you're fine.
And then you'll be if I point to the fantastic, we just.
I don't know what you're pointing to. You can't just
point to the computer and be like, "I'm pointing to the fantastic."
No, I'm pointing to the.
Okay, I guess I could say and that'll be
fantastic.
It's fantastic. If we had just tastic, that'd be okay.
If you hit it like 5 times in a row, will it?
Let's find out.
It's fan. No. Oh, that's poor. That's really poor. Fast. That's poor. Yeah. Let's do the next thing. What's the next thing? Do you want to do the Museum of Endangered Sounds?
Yeah. What is that?
I don't know. I mean, I do. It's
you
weird.
Do. It's this is your
now I know.
This is your item.
I mean, I see, that's the reason why I'm telling you I don't know.
Okay.
The guy who made it is a weirdo. Like, I mean, it seems like he's really cool and for doing this, and I thank him for it. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you about him a little later.
So
but,
it's like, go to savethesounds.info.
Savethesounds.info.
Right.
Because that's what people do. Yeah. On website names, and it's basically all these old sounds from the past, like an old printer, a 56K modem, or you know, modem connection, you know, an old Game Boy, which basically just Tetris.
Yeah,
but you have some.
Yeah.
And they were talking about how, like, you know, a sound like this would elicit like a memory, you know, and you're like, oh, and it kind of brings you back.
Yeah.
And so he started like compiling all of them, and he wants to compile. Oh, you just. It's continually going?
No, there's a couple more.
That was the guy blowing off a Nintendo cartridge.
Yeah.
So the Windows 95 is my favorite one.
They have Windows 95. They have the Speak and Spell.
Oh, yeah.
They've got a, they've got like a TV static.
Was that what we
TV,
just heard?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, there is no static.
Like a five-year-old doesn't know what TV static sounds like.
Oh, that's so weird.
Yeah.
You know? So I think that's the idea is that these are all things that have been replaced.
Yeah, yeah, or they're going to, you know, they're. I think he wants to keep getting stuff as it goes away, you know, like
yeah.
getting right. even now some stuff that might be later on.
Right.
Anyways, he wants to make this whole, like,
hence,
massive
hence
amount
the Museum
of
Museum of Endangered Sounds.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right. Hence the name of
that's
the
a cool idea.
It's interesting, yeah.
It is.
Where is this?
Oh, on the website. It's not an actual
oh,
place.
Oh, it's not a real
no, no,
museum.
No.
Yeah, no, a real museum would be awesome, where you could just, like, put on headphones and walk through and see, like, an old typewriter and hear
yeah.
the old typewriter sound.
Well, here's what I wanted from this, is that when you get to the Speak and Spell,
yeah.
I wanted to, like, make it say things.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's
and
just
it was just, it's the same recording over and over, and I'm like, oh, come on.
Trying to give it swear words.
Yeah, of course, yeah. like what you normally
like
did.
Like what you did when you were a kid.
Wait, it did do ass, I think, right?
I don't
ass.
Remember.
Oh, can we say that? Oh.
Yeah.
You just one per show, he said.
If the Speak and Spell says it.
If the Speak and Spell can say it, that, right. Thank you, Alex.
I've never actually owned
we
a
need to find so anyways, the Speak and Spell and make it say that. Figure it out.
Do I have it here? Or I don't even have it here. But anyways, his bio is right on the bottom of it, and he just seems like, he's like, I have 8 gerbils. Like, that's one of his points.
Yeah.
I have 8 gerbils, and I went to school, and, you know, I want to make this website. He's just, he's a funny little guy. His name is Brendan something.
How do you know he's little?
Brendan something.
I feel like
he's 3 feet tall. Oh, yeah. He says it on his bio.
Oh.
I'm 3 feet tall and I have gerbils. No, he's not 3 feet. I don't know. Is Brendan something. Anyways, thank you, Brendan. Even though I called you weird, that's a cool idea, so keep doing it.
Brendan, I think you're amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's
and
really
probably good. Tall. Statuesque.
And you're not 3 feet
Alex,
tall.
Alex, we have an Alex approved sound. So
oh, do we? Okay.
You get the Alex approved sound.
You used that last episode.
Yeah.
You didn't
fantastic.
You weren't aware that you used that last episode.
Well done, Brendan.
Yeah. All right. What else is next? Oh, adaptation? You want to talk about adaptation?
So here's the
adaptation
thing about this podcast.
Oh, don't get me started.
I was searching last night to find something like really new to play so that I would have something to talk about today.
Right.
But to be honest, like I don't spend a lot of time playing what's new. I kind of just go and find things that I like. And one of
that's
those things
totally fine.
Is this
yeah.
old film from 2002, which was a decade ago.
Right.
Oh.
You guys, that was a decade ago.
Wow. See, I think the value here is not to say what's new. Because everyone knows what's new. I
all
think
right.
the real value is going like, you missed this thing, or this was a great old movie, but now you can just watch it on streaming.
Okay,
just
well, came I didn't realize it was so old. This came out when I was in high school. This is a great old movie
this
called
This makes
Adaptation.
Me feel old because
and
I didn't think it was that old.
And then he just said he was in high school, too. That made me feel older.
Yeah.
I know.
It's
I was out of college.
I was
right.
out of college.
Well
too.
Out of college.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well.
Well, it's relatively new.
Okay.
Right.
It's contemporary.
Adaptation.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
21st
by
century.
One Mr.
Yeah.
Charlie Kaufman.
Yeah, it's free, first of
right.
all, Netflix, instant streaming, instant watch, rather.
Right.
And it's called Adaptation. It's by Charlie Kaufman. It stars Nicolas Cage, and it's about...
It stars Nicolas Cage and Nicolas Cage.
And Nicolas Cage.
But before he went to crazy Nicolas Cage. I
this
feel
is
like he
one
was,
of the,
no, he's
this,
pretty crazy.
But I mean... Okay, yeah.
This is one of the good
National
Nicolas
Treasure
Cage movies.
Yeah.
Yes, it's
absolutely.
A good movie.
Yeah.
Like, he makes me uncomfortable in this movie, just watching him.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The whole movie, it's really disconcerting. But it's good. Don't
so
still
he
watch
plays,
it.
But he plays Charlie Kaufman
right.
in the movie and Charlie Kaufman's
oh, man.
Brother, like,
right.
idiot brother.
Yeah, so Charlie Kaufman doesn't actually have a brother. Charlie
no.
Kaufman is a screenwriter in L.A. He's done Being John Malkovich, much other, like, kind of cool, interesting movies.
Yeah, quirky
and,
movies.
Yeah, this movie is about... him writing a film adaptation for the book The Orchard Thief, which was like optioned for a film in 97 or something.
Right.
And he had writer's block when trying to write an actual like legitimate nonfiction movie about this book. So instead of doing that, he kind of like copped out and wrote this weird kind of thought piece about trying to make a movie when you don't know what to do. So basically right. it's Charlie Kaufman writing a film and you're watching Charlie Kaufman
fail to write this film.
Meta, and then, but then you're watching him write the film as he's talking about writing the film, and you get really confused.
But it's great.
And also, Nicolas Cage plays two people.
Yeah, so, and Nicolas Cage is Charlie Kaufman, but he's also like Charlie Kaufman's brother, who he doesn't really have, who is like not even trying and succeeding way better than Charlie Kaufman.
Yeah.
Like at everything.
Yeah.
Which is really fresh.
I realized I was trying to avoid spoilers. That's kind of silly. It's 10 years old.
Yeah, that's okay.
We have a spoiler claxton.
Do we have a spoiler thing?
Yeah, here we go.
Hit it.
Oh, so we're still before we talk about it.
Yeah, before we talk about
it. All right, so we didn't do it right at all.
Okay. All right, listeners, you should go back and watch Adaptation on Netflix because it's a fascinating film, and you get to have this weird experience where you watch the writer talk about everything he hates about making a schlock movie, and then you realize he's doing it in the movie that you're watching him make.
Right.
But he's not actually making it.
Yeah.
It's really confusing.
You know, it's like that movie State and Main. Did you ever watch
that? Oh, yeah. Wow, that's an
old... No.
That's a weird movie, isn't
State
it?
State Main's a weird David Mamet movie.
With a town?
Where they go to some town in Vermont or something like that. Where
it's a weird reference.
To film this movie, and it's all the problems about them making this movie.
In the town,
but it's full of all these stars. It's all the normal people, William H. Macy and Alec Baldwin and all those guys who always do these Mamet movies and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's really good, but it's also a commentary about how messed up Hollywood is in the movie, about how messed up Hollywood is.
Yeah, yeah. So, is that on Netflix, you know?
I don't know.
Well, then, if it's not available digitally, we can't even talk about it.
Strike from the record.
Well, you can always pay money not hear. To buy it.
Where's the strike from the record button?
I don't think we have
okay.
one.
Okay. Shoot, what do you have?
Buzzer. We have a buzzer. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
There you go.
We have to get rid of that.
State in Maine. Gone.
Do you guys not pay for Netflix, by the way? You guys are always like, oh, it's free.
No.
Oh, that doesn't really count. It's
no, Netflix is not.
$1 a
month. So I don't pay for Netflix.
Or something.
Okay, see, someone does get it for free here.
Well, not through my job. It's through, I share it with a family account, and I don't actually have to take any money in.
I pay for Netflix. What we mean is, like, you don't have to buy it individually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
No, he's just trying to be
That's a good call, though. Confrontational. We have Amazon Prime, too, which has a big library of free movies, but, like, you have to pay for both services.
Oh, Amazon Prime's a little more expensive, too.
Yeah.
I checked, with Adaptation, and it's not on Prime Instant Streaming, but you can spend $10 to rent it or whatever to mix to buy the digital stream thing on Amazon.
You know what's weird?
iTunes and stuff like that.
DVDs are digital.
Right.
Yeah. So if you just, some of these movies are like now, like $2.99. You just go to Rasputin or, well, wherever you're listening from this podcast and you don't have Rasputin, but you go to your used, well, not many of those left anyhow, you go to some of these used DVD places.
Glide.
They are really cheap. Like we just, we're looking at some, and so that's probably $5.
Have you ever used Glide? Let's talk about this since we ran out of topics and
Shu has one more thing, right? Don't you, or do you not? The chiptune thing we had to get to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we totally got to tell people how to find that. But since you talked about buying like old and used DVDs, there's a service called Glide, G-L-Y-D-E.
I know, I heard of it,
right?
Yeah.
Where you sell your books and DVDs and Blu-rays and stuff online.
That's right. Yep.
It's basically a little like how... you know, Netflix and the game services and Gamefly and stuff like that go where you say, I'm selling this one and you put the price on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they send you when somebody buys it, you know, from you and they don't get to buy it from you directly. They're just going, I want to buy this thing and it finds the lowest price.
Yeah.
You know, so you just go, I have State and Main to sell and it's in this condition. And I'll take $4 for it or something.
So do you have a copy of State Main that you're going to be selling on it?
No.
Oh, okay. Well.
But just as an example.
I think Amazon does that.
Strike that from the record too,
right?
Then.
Yeah.
So then when somebody wants to buy it, they'll go, oh, somebody's selling it for $4. They don't even know who you are. They go, I'm going to buy that. The service, Glide service, sends you a padded envelope with all addressed and labeled and whatever. Yeah. You put your thing in there.
Postage paid.
Yeah, postage paid and everything. You put your movie in there and ship it off. And then when the person gets it, they just sign in and say, yeah, I got the thing and it's good.
So it's G-L-Y-D-E?
G-L-Y-D-E.com. It's a great way to buy these things, number one. And number two, it's a really great way to sell. Like I just listed a whole mess of my old DVDs on there like a year ago.
Get them out of here.
As you should. And like that's what I find so fascinating. You're like, oh, you can go to your local used, not your non-existent local used DVD player.
Right.
I don't even know where that is because I don't want to own any DVDs or Blu-rays.
All right, because you don't want to go and get more things and bring.
Yeah,
them
I don't.
Yeah. Oh, Blu-rays though.
Yeah, I'm not with
you. Still kind of need the Blu-rays.
I like the Blu-rays.
You need the Blu-rays.
Like
Chew Blu-rays.
I love Blu-rays.
Yeah,
Chew gave it an approval. Sound.
Do we have another one?
I don't know.
I'll use yours.
I'm trying to use. There's mine. I give you my approval. She said it was good. So
I will buy a select couple of Blu-rays, like things that I really love, like Book of Eli or Stranger Than Fiction or Reservoir Dogs
Eli.
Or Conan, which is amazing on Blu-ray, and you should all go buy that.
Conan the Barbarian. Conan the Barbarian. Not Conan the Destroyer.
No, not Conan O'Brien.
I mean, I'm sure they're all fantastic.
And not the new, wait, oh, sorry, not the new Conan the Barbarian.
No, not the new Conan.
The old Schwarzenegger one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But I just don't see the point in buying DVDs. That's weird.
Okay, we're not going to buy DVDs. We will buy Blu-rays. Shoot, what's your chiptune thing? Before, because I'm running out
of
time.
Yeah, where'd you get to?
There's a while ago, this is several years ago, IGN did this Beaterator contest. You guys remember Beaterator? They had it on PSP where you could make music.
Yeah.
So they had a contest where, and I don't think you got a lot of exposure, like barely anyone paid attention, but they had some indie artists make songs on the PSP, and then there's some voting process. And I'm like, this is actually cool. Like the top two songs or top three songs were really, really cool and catchy. So I found one of them. The other one I just found this week. So it's from a chiptune artist called, I think it's pronounced Leeni, L-E-E-N-I.
Okay.
And it's just a really catchy tune. And then so her original PSP version actually sounds a little bit different from her album release that she just did now. It's called, the song's called Night Courtship.
Yeah. Can you get them both?
No, I don't know where you can find the PSP version.
Okay.
But it is kind of different, but it's worth listening to. So if you Google all this stuff,
the internet,
you'll find it. Yeah, but it's really, she's just like this really cool chiptune artist. She does everything on her Game Boy. She's not even really a gamer, but she does all these Game Boy sounds to make her music. Yeah. And then so she did this song, and it's on Bandcamp. So you could, it's one of those what you want.
Yeah.
If you send us a link, we'll put it in the show notes, a link to the show notes, and make sure people can find that.
Yeah, we like supporting indie artists as well.
Just listen to the sample of Night Courtship, and it's like, this is a really cool song for being made on Game Boy.
When I hear Night Courtship, I think of Night Court.
Game Boy? That's amazing.
Yeah. I think of Night Court when I hear that.
Yeah. I don't know.
Is that on DVD? Anyways.
I don't know what that is.
Look, we're going to wrap it up.
We're really dating ourselves.
I know. We already did.
Night Court sounds amazing. Years old. I don't know
what you don't even know what Night Court is, do you? Oh, yeah.
You've never heard of Night Court at all?
I think I've heard of it in a joke once.
sarcastically.
Yeah.
Man, that's a Night Court.
Is it on Netflix? I'll watch it.
We'll look
I bet it is.
It probably is, actually.
Or Hulu or something. Hulu's got all these like old shows now.
So Night Courtship.
Well, I got new stuff, too. Night Courtship. OldSF.org, just for real quick plug, you could probably, if you live in San Francisco, it's super cool, OldSF.org.
What is that?
It shows like locations of San Francisco from different
time periods. You put a thing and you see what, like a photo from 1905.
Yeah, it's super cool. Yeah. And I just, what I'm saying is whoever makes it, and if they're listening to this podcast for some reason, or if I send them the link and now they're listening to it, please make it for other cities or like spread whatever your technology is, make it open source so that.
You know there's an old New York one or something, right?
Is there?
There's got to be.
Well, that's what I'm asking.
Dude, there's no technology. What they did is they went to public libraries and they got all the images, the open source images, and they combined it with Google Maps.
So they just worked very hard.
Yeah. They just put time in.
Okay. Right.
But I mean, they've got it. Somebody has to have done that with other.
Yeah. So let's go around the horn, as it were.
Sure.
And that's not a sound either. Shu, where are you on the internet? You're everywhere. You're on the Twitters.
So you could find me at venturebeat.com. There's the gaming division, GamesBeat, and then my Twitter is it
just VentureBeat? VentureBeat.com. So
our full URL is VentureBeat.com/GamesBeat.
Yeah.
Okay. Or if you Google GamesBeat, it's the first one that comes up.
Yeah, of course.
And then my Twitter is @DANSHOEHSU.
Yep. Yeah, Shushu.
Dan Shushu.
And
that sounds like a Chinese dish.
Yeah. which sounds racist.
I should turn into a Chinese dish.
I know. I'll have the Dan Shushu.
What is your tweet?
I'm JasonCross00 on Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a good way to find me.
Alex Waro is?
I'm at AWAWRO.
You just said that like Eeyore from like Winnie the Pooh.
Shucks, guys.
Shucks. He doesn't like being here. I'm Onawa, O-N-A-W-A, and that's it. And you can send us an email at entertainment@techhive.com. There you go.
Questions.
For questions or things that you want to talk to us about.
Yeah, we'll have links to all the things we talked about in the show notes for this if you go on the website and look at it there.
Yep. Oh, and by the way, the show will probably be coming up, I don't know if we want to say every week, but like, it's every week, but we don't know what day yet.
Regular.
We don't know what day yet. It's going to be every week unless there's like weird holiday stuff screwing everything up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shu, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was really fun.
We'll have you come back again.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Let's play that music.
All right.
Goodbye.